David, when I say that I'm sitting in a rocking chair on a front porch, listening to Hootie and the Blowfish, drinking iced tea spiked with bourbon, where am I sitting?
Well, first of all, why are you listening to Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hold my hand.
Secondly, South Carolina?
No, in my college years and with my family on Kiowa, South Carolina.
Oh, so you are in South Carolina. But you're actually right now sitting in Toledo, Ohio. And today on Queer Money episode 403, we're going to be talking about the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly city in this Palmetto State.
True. Let's get on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. So South Carolina.
South Carolina. Mm. I used to spend a lot of time in South Carolina. And even for a while, I kind of considered it my second home. One of the interesting things about South Carolina was one of the first times I went there during college with a friend of mine who owned a balloon company. We went down, I think, for Thanksgiving or Christmas, something like that. I was home from break. And I helped him manage the balloons for the parade, the floats, for that holiday parade. And the interesting thing about this particular job was that we were going to have some ex-cons help us out with it. And I was thinking, like, your small crimes, like petty crimes. Like, I didn't pay my parking ticket.
Misdemeanors.
Misdemeanors, exactly. So I asked the guy what he went to jail for, one of the guys, and he says to me, homicide.
Yee. And?
Well, I got scared and I walked away.
Yeah. Did you ask him if he had a 2020 special?
No. All right. I wasn't into murder porn just yet.
All right. So folks, we're here to talk about cities in South Carolina that are LGBTQ friendly, relatively, and affordable.
Affordable. Exactly. So our runner up is one of my favorite cities in the whole world, Charleston, South Carolina. So why is it the runner up? Well, it's also number two for HRC's Municipal Equality Index at 71. Lots of 70s in the red states.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It has the highest average income at $71,000 a year and highest median income at $51,000 a year. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty solid.
But
the problem is it's expensive. It's, as you said earlier, it's a little bit touristy, so it attracts a lot of tourists, and that kind of makes things a little bit more expensive for the people who live there. So it's towards the bottom for housing and rent costs. So it's pretty expensive.
Yeah. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So who's our winner? Well, our winner is the capital state or capital city, Columbia. So why is Columbia number one? Well, a number of things. Rent is right in the middle for the state at around $1,450 for your average two-bedroom place. Home values are on the lower end, around $227,000 for your average home. And the cost of living is right in the middle. So we got some averages going on here.
Well, it's in the middle for the state, but it's also 84.5% of the national average. So that makes it pretty affordable relative to other parts of the country.
Yeah, exactly. Median income is towards the high end, which is actually, I'm sorry. Yes. Median income is towards the high end, which is actually nice because that means that individuals who are on the lower income end of the spectrum are actually doing a little bit better. And this comes in at $49,000. The average income is around the middle or around $61,000. But what really bumped this up is that it's the highest ranked MEI in the state with a 77 out of 100. Again, 77 keeps popping up in these red states. So tell us a little bit about Columbia.
Sure. Well, as you said, it's the state capital. It is the home of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks. Vibrant art scene. It has great shopping and restaurants and all sorts of walkability, especially in the Five Points area. The Capitol Club is one of the longest running gay bars in the Southeast and the oldest in Columbia. That's pretty cool. And get this, their first Pride was in 1989.
That's a long time ago.
That's crazy. 2023's Pride is, well, this year, and that'll be October, but the specific dates are TBD. So meanwhile, congratulations, Columbia, and thanks for the warm welcome, Charleston. Start your journey to financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Thanks again, folks, for listening or watching to another Queer Money Bonus episode. We appreciate it. Again, we love your comments. So if you're watching on YouTube, share with us what you're thinking and seeing on the videos, especially if you are a local in any of these cities and have some comments on them, or are regular in some of these cities that you may want to travel to. Again, next Thursday, we will cover another affordable LGBTQ-friendly place in the country. And this time, we're going to this tiny little state of Rhode Island.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player for our growing analysis. Thank you and have a great weekend.